With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson has made history, becoming the first U.S. House Speaker to address the British Parliament.
We have returned at a pivotal moment, obviously, in the great histories of our countries. To mark this anniversary that we have in our nation and to celebrate what we've achieved together in the past, and importantly, to face and overcome together the challenges of our present day. And I want to tell you, my friends, we will do that together.
Johnson's speech comes as the U.S. celebrates its 250th anniversary. President Trump is stirring the pot with Europe over his demand to seize Greenland.
European leaders are reacting to Donald Trump's latest threats with concern and dismay. The EU's top official has described planned new tariffs over Greenland as a mistake among allies. And Ursula von der Leyen called into question Trump's trustworthiness. The president said he would slap a 10% import tax on goods from eight European allies who oppose an American takeover of the Danish territory. Von der Leyen warned of a downward spiral in relations with the U.S. Greg Clugston, the White House.
At least 100 vehicles involved in a pileup on a snowy Michigan interstate. Icy Arctic air is barreling south with more snow and certainly the lake effect variety expected to continue this week across the Great Lakes region. Forecasters say some areas could see a major snowfall. The Indiana Hoosiers have won their first national college football title, beating Miami 27-21 and capping an undefeated season. Following the three-day holiday weekend, it was back to business today for Wall Street. The benchmarks are down sharply given uncertainty over the Greenland situation. The Dow is off 470 points. This is SRN News. A landmark ruling for women in the United Kingdom.
A court has ruled that the country's national health system cannot allow males to use female restrooms, locker rooms, or other changing areas. The Employment Tribunal found that the NHS transgender policy is, quote, unlawful and violates the rights of female staff. The Christian Legal Center filed suit on behalf of nurses in Durham and Darlington who were told by the NHS that if they didn't want to change clothes with men, they would have to find other accommodations. Michael Harrington reporting.
A British police chief who recommended that fans from an Israeli soccer team be banned from attending a match against an English team last year has stepped down amid criticism. Craig Guilford, the chief constable of West Midlands Police, is bowing to mounting pressure for him to quit over the controversy. A government report found that the chief's decision overstated the threat posed by the Israeli fans and underestimated the risk to those fans. This is SRN News. China still has a lot of people, but its population does continue to shrink.
Government statistics released on Monday revealed the population fell for the fourth straight year to 1.4 billion. Births dropped in 2025 by 17% to 7.92 million. Despite lifting the one-child policy to allow three children, the fertility rate remains low. Most families cite the cost and pressure of raising a child in a highly competitive society. Keith Peters, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia has launched more than 300 drones and missiles in another nighttime attack on Ukraine's power grid. Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says nearly 80% of the apartment buildings that were hit had just regained heat after the previous attack. Ukraine facing one of its coldest winters on record. More details, SRNNews.com.